This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Neil Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerald Farrelly.
And you're listening to a hopefully brighter Vintage Rants.
Vintage. Here we are behind the paywall. The episodes you pay for, they're worth every penny.
Every single penny.
Thank you so much for subscribing to Vintage Rants, because Vintage Rants is what funds Agony Rants. It keeps the brownies on the table.
It does.
And the Neve on the road.
I know, because there's a lot of diesel involved in this situation.
Here's my thoughts.
Right.
I think that this is helping us become better Agony Ants.
I agree.
Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not that interested.
No.
I'm not interested in the Agony Ant side of things. Do you know what I mean? No. Look, you're empathetic. You care about them. I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah. You just want to judge them.
I like to chat, have brownies.
You're a judgy. You know, you're a judgy kind of guy.
If people die, people die. Do you know what I mean?
We like to think that not many people die in the making of this, although most of the people who are talking about in Vintage Rants are dead.
That is a very important point.
Yeah.
Is that the people that are in these letters, these are like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. So.
And sometimes it gets a bit grim.
Well, it does it though.
Well, it did the last one. That wasn't great, man. The affairs.
I don't know. I quite like the affair situation.
Well, you see, the thing about an affair is, it's like when they do an affair on Coronation Street, the nation's gripped.
I know.
You want to know what happens. But we never know what happens with an affair that happened 40 years ago. And it's pretty certain that, like, people involved are dead.
Yeah, be a shame. We don't even have a full name. You know, but I will say this, right? I read on the book afterwards.
Go on.
And there was a lot of follow-up letters. You know, Anne gets a lot of follow-up letters, right?
This is my favourite thing about Anne, is that people challenge her.
Yeah, oh no, they do. And believe me, she has no problem with it. You go right ahead and challenge her, because she can just be as sarcastic to you as she will be. You know, she's often not moved by what they say. But there was a whole thing. And you know what surprised me is? Most of them were in favour of the man.
Of the man who had the affair.
I know.
It was a different time, Niamh.
It was. They kept saying, you know, oh, this man.
Men's rights.
This man's wife has abandoned her vows, as if they're just assuming that the other, you know, the wife wasn't having sex with the husband. The chances are he was riding anybody and anything.
See, as a race, this is what makes me think I don't believe in God. Because I do think if there was a God, like, he would have just, like,
smited us.
He would have just said, failed experiment, and just like knocked over the chessboard.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He would have just been like, no, not individuals.
Clearly I'm flawed.
He just would have looked at the whole human race and go, do you know what? This was a great idea. It hasn't worked. We're going to try something else.
See, you're forgetting something. If God is a man, he'll never admit his mistakes.
Fair point.
Of course, if he's a woman, she's going to want to change him, because that's what we do.
Exactly, we want to change things.
So, you know, he's never going to give up on us like that. That's the only thing going for us. I mean, to be fair, in today's thing, I think we're all trying to kill each other anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems to be like, yeah,
maybe
that's as well.
Maybe his take is just like, you know what? Let's leave them at it, because they'll kill each other themselves.
No, he's up there with popcorn, you know.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
Living the drama, loving it.
We have a vintage Agony Ant column.
Now, this person might be still alive.
Oh, go on.
And I tell you why, because this is Anne, so this is maybe 30, 40 years ago.
Okay.
Right? And the thing about this is about the eldest child. So this person is probably in their, about my age.
I'm the eldest child.
Right? Oh, you're the eldest child. I was the youngest for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And then they had another baby. But which was, you know,
traumatic, I'd imagine.
A little bit problematic for me, except she was gorgeous. But you know, I got
so,
to be the boss of her.
So traumatic, you went and won a Eurovision to get the attention back.
I did. And that worked well for a little brief moment. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, you know, this person could arguably be still alive.
Well, I read it.
Yeah, you read it.
As an eldest child.
I
gotta be honest. This is my experience being an eldest child. I feel the eldest child is very, what's the word? Independent.
Yeah, okay.
My mom tells this story about that when I was young, when my sister was born, I was still like going to the toilet on my potty.
Okay.
Until I was about 8.
In other words, you weren't using the big boy toilet.
I wasn't using the big boy toilet.
And what
but
age
what I was
were you?
Doing was I was two.
It's okay.
And I would have done my...
You'd have been just getting trained.
I'd have done my big boy toilet on my blue potty. And then I'd walk up the stairs with my potty and I'd pour it down the toilet and flush it.
Okay, so that's pretty advanced.
And my mom was like, this feels a bit too independent. It's unnerving.
I would have been grateful for that. That is one thing
about me. I was an unnerving, unsettling child.
Yeah.
I could stare.
You could.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I used to be able to stare.
Yeah, there's a lot of staring.
Yeah, it was very stary. And also...
I defy you.
I was kind of independent and just a bit like, you know, I would ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, but I was like that and I was the third child. But I think it was from a different thing. It wasn't so much about independence. It was actually more about the fact that, you know, the two ahead of me had already achieved everything. It was very hard to get noticed as a third child for doing anything. You know, because there's a lot of awe inspired by the first child. And you remember everything. You remember when they did all the things.
Yeah,
second child, impressive. You're a little bit busy when they're doing all that stuff. So it's very hard to go, oh, that's amazing. You know, and you're not as like impressed.
I know, but they get, I'm going
to
be honest with you.
By the time you get to your third, forget it.
I do think there's a biological thing they haven't hit on. I do think that the eldest child is the most impressive. And I do think that as they go on, less stuff goes in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Of your stuff?
It's all just a bit.
Listen to you.
This is what left over. We'll put this into child number four.
Listen to you. I never heard the like of it to cheek you.
Anyway.
As a third child, I take exception to that.
Well, look, you're exceptional. You're different, Niamh.
Am I though?
You are. you got incredible talent.
You should meet my sisters. They're all very talented and wonderful in their own way.
What would be their main?
Oh, so many things. I can't even
singing?
Tell you. No, that's my.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's my
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely not.
That's my thing. They can all sing, but you know, no.
So defiant. Absolutely not. Those tone deaf women.
Nope.
I could just imagine like a family saying something and you're absolutely destroying them.
No. No, I don't do that.
Oh, God.
You should know your place.
There's an incredible scene. Have you seen Girls Five Ever?
No.
There's
everybody
an incredible scene in it
that.
Where like the lead singer is just like that when she feels low, sometimes what she'll do is she'll go to like a church in middle America.
Okay.
And then when they start to sing, she'd absolutely fucking destroy them.
Part of me understands that.
Yeah, I'd say that's exactly what you do, Niamh.
I don't. I don't.
Dear Anne.
Dear Anne.
I am the eldest child in the family, and I am.
Yeah.
Every so often, my parents go out, leaving me in charge of my younger brothers and sisters. Yesterday, they were at a parents' evening. This is reasonable, because I babysit for other people's children and I enjoy it, but also get paid. But looking after my own siblings is a disaster.
Oh.
It's familiarity. It breeds contempt. That's what it is,
Niamh. Yeah, no, it is, it is.
Last night, I tried to get my youngest brother
okay,
to do his
my type
piano
to
practice.
Be honest with you.
To do his piano practice as he should. He told me to leave him alone. And when I asked my sister to help me out, she refused. They were all right about my cooking. Niamh, I'm like...
It was dark. It was... Somebody spoke to me.
They were all rude. Okay.
About my cooking.
They were all rude about my cooking and wouldn't help me clear up.
Honestly,
God, your lousy typing is making him seem even more pathetic. Finally, my other brother rang Childline. Rang Childline because I wouldn't let him eat the last yogurt and he thought this might qualify as abuse.
Okay.
I got very upset and felt I never wanted to look after them again. It would be stupid for my parents to get a babysitter because we aren't babies anymore. Please tell me how to cope.
Now, did you babysit your younger children?
I did.
Yeah, I packed my bag regularly when my older sisters were.
I used to hit them though.
Yeah.
I did. I used to batter them like.
We used to kill each other.
Yeah.
I did. I packed my little backpack.
I used to say awful things as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, I'll throw you downstairs.
Did you?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It was very much a feature among my siblings, is like mental abuse. It was. I remember my brother is 10 years younger than us.
Did you? Sorry.
And I remember like we told him that like...
What did you tell him?
Well, we told him that like that my mother had had another child called Malcolm, which she'd murdered. It's not great. And we also said that we'd taken him in to replace Malcolm, but that not to worry because his real mother would be getting out of prison soon and then he'd go and live with her. Like, it was intense. And then, like, we did some psychological damage because, like, a couple of years later, like, we'd forgotten we told him this.
Okay.
Me and my sister, we'd completely forgotten. And a couple of years later, he found photographs of his christening. And it was my mom and dad, like, at his christening, and he burst into tears.
Oh, did he believe you?
He believed it for years.
Oh, my God.
That his real mom was in prison.
Amazing.
It's not great now.
No, it's brilliant.
It's not great.
I didn't know it is.
Yeah, and I remember my...
I love it.
My sister used to have Timmy tears. Tiny tears is brother.
Tiny. Oh, Timmy tears. Was Timmy tears a thing?
Yeah, it was, yeah. He had a brother.
Oh, such not a girly girl.
Yeah. And then, I remember we strung him up and wrote a suicide note.
Okay, you're next level. I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't great. We were very level. Cruel kids. We were very cruel to each other.
But I think it prepares you for the world.
It prepares you for...
Did I ever tell you
prepares
that?
Prepares you for a genocide is what it prepares you for. Like, we were awful kids.
I think
terrible.
It's a good thing. It's character terrible, building. Terrible. Character
yeah,
building.
Yeah.
I once told my children, because my husband was married before, and we were going through photographs. Maybe I've told you this before. We were going through photographs in the house after my mother-in-law died. And there was a photograph of him with his former bride. It was quite obviously a wedding photograph.
Oh, just one you hadn't burned.
Well, no, I have no opinion. I'm the one who owns the house. Anyway, so he my son, who was maybe 7 at the time, found the photograph and was looking at the photograph, looking at me, looking at the photograph, looking at my husband. And this is all going on. And he said, "Who's that?" I said, "Oh, that's your dad's first wife." "Where's she?" he says. I said,
"Did you say
she's buried out the back with the kids from the first family?" I think it's a very healthy thing to hear at 7. Listen, nobody spared my feelings when I was young, right?
You're dead right, Niamh.
Nobody
you're dead
cared.
Right. It's what, that's what you should do. Engage
I
with the cycle of abuse.
As a child. They fucking hated me. My two sisters love me, but honestly, I was not an easy child to love when I was young. And then when my youngest sister was, you know, she was 15 years younger than me. So, and she also looks very like me, you know, whereas my mother's blonde with blue eyes, you know. So she came bouncing into the room one day and I said that she needs to sit down because she's the family secret. She says, at the time she was cross at me and she says, "You're not my mother." And I said, "Well, actually, we have something to tell you." My parents were wonderful. They backed right in there with it. Oh. I think a little, you know, mental torture is a good thing.
Look, it does prepare you for the world.
It really does, because not
the world's
everybody's
not an easy
nice
place
to
live in.
No,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Here's the thing about babysitting: it's difficult.
It's real. Here's the
when
thing.
You're a child as well.
There has to be rules, and there has to be, oh God, like. I hated babysitting my brothers and sisters. It was all right babysitting other kids because
yeah,
you could
because
be
you were,
a bit more...
You could be a bit more authoritative in it. You know, you weren't as vague as what was actually happening.
Yeah, and you were just like, bed. And they would go, okay, the babysitter said go to bed.
Yeah.
No, I have to say I didn't do much babysitting. I did it once or twice.
Oh, I did a good bit.
I did it with... And also I did it with families that, like, you know, they would have left it with the dog on the street. Like,
yeah, I'm okay.
Nobody ever said, oh, we'll get Carole to babysit our kids that weren't, you know... nobody ever picked me first.
I inherited my babysitting kid off my two older sisters. You know, that job. Because they had gone through mine in this family. So these kids were growing up with all of us different sisters, depending on our maturity. And they were a lovely family. They used to do a little tray for us and all. You know, you'd have a tray of goodies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then...
Eat what you want from the fridge.
In my day, she used to video record MTUSA. So I used to watch 3 hours of videos.
Nice.
I mean, I wouldn't let those children down the stairs. I wasn't even looking. Don't come down the stairs. I'm not here to look after you. Just to make sure I'm your jailer.
Auntie Niamh does not care for you.
I'm your jailer. I'm not your fucking... But see, it's different when it's your sisters and brothers, right? It is different.
They have no respect for you.
They have absolutely no respect.
I mean, I am the eldest, but I am the weakest link in that family.
Okay. But here's the thing.
I'm not the weakest link. How dare you?
No.
I'm the weakest.
I'm the least... You know what he said is...
No, but I'm the least forceful in the family. Like.
Okay.
I would be... I fade into the background a little bit.
Do you?
my family, very strong personalities.
Okay. Okay. Is that why you like me?
Yeah, I just, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. I know how to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly
I'm
it.
I'm comfortable with that. It makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, I
now, the only thing is none of my sisters can sing.
Okay. But I don't sing at you very often, to be fair. But it is a bit fraught. And I'm not really sure how you assert dominance without actually being like a tyrant. I think this person has been way too diplomatic for an older brother.
It feels like the parents need to get involved here and go, you need to go to your parents and go, say, you've reared monsters.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be like the teacher. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm not qualified or paid to deal with your little brats.
Yeah. And you're definitely not paying me. Hello.
I know.
Were you paid?
No, not to babysit my brothers and sisters.
Okay, here's a question. Did you get more pocket money because you were older?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's kind of the same thing.
Well, do you know what though? I'll tell you what I didn't do.
Right.
I didn't pay that much attention to them when I was babysitting.
No, but why would you?
I was just like, I just made sure they didn't die.
Yeah, but that's all you needed to do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and this is the thing about babysitting. I think sometimes they don't have to love you. You just have to make sure nobody dies in the making of it.
They just have to.
And actually, as parents, you don't want them to like their babysitter better.
Yeah, well, they certainly didn't.
I used a lot of babysitters, but I didn't have a handy older brother or sister. And then there was a period of time, obviously, when they were too old for babysitters. But luckily, I had an older neighbor who was like the best neighborhood watch. He used to tell me everything that ever happened. Everything that ever happened.
Boots wants a dreamy.
Yeah, give Boots a dreamy.
Do you want a treat, Boots? Oh, you're sick of listening to Agony Rants.
I know. We're nearly done.
We're nearly done, baby. We're nearly done. There you go.
There's no easy way for him to assert his dominance over his brothers and sisters or her, because we don't know which it is, right? The thing is, you know, I wouldn't mind him, but he says nearly 16. Let's just say, for instance, he's a bloke. He's nearly 16. So the chances of him being a sitter for much longer are slim.
They're fading.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Anne says.
Okay.
Oh, that you read this.
I'll read that. Yeah. Okay. In one sense, you and your siblings are equal. Presumably, when your parents are in charge, you are all muck in and don't have a problem, which is not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
That is not true. I don't know where
you live, but that never happened.
Anne doesn't have kids. She can't.
No, she definitely didn't. But when you are left alone with them, you all have to readjust your relationships because you, as the eldest, are in a position of authority. That's why it's easier to deal with other people's children. They don't have to make this shift. Well, I think it's fair enough. You know, yeah. I kind of get that. If you're the one who, it doesn't matter if you're the oldest, but if you're the one left in charge, then there's that element. But I think sometimes when somebody's left in charge, it goes to their head a little bit. Did you ever do that? Bet you did.
It did at the start, but then I realized, like, I was quite defeatist about it. I just realized I'm getting nowhere here.
Yeah, not to mention that it never ends well.
Yeah, just make sure nothing goes on fire. That was my babysitting MO.
Don't bother me.
Everyone's alive.
And don't bother me.
Exactly.
And then talk to your parents about these problems and ask them to share out some of the responsibility. Okay. They should make it clear to your brother that if he doesn't do his practice, he will get into trouble, not you. And I'm totally in agreement with that. You know, the whole piano practice thing.
Yeah.
So my feeling is I wouldn't be overly, I'd be just telling on him. And if you have done the cooking, someone else should do the washing up. Fair enough. But was that the case ever? It's not the case in my house even now.
It's basically like, you know, you are in charge of bringing this family rota into your babysitting duties.
Yeah.
It's not realistic.
It'll make you a good manager later on in life. And why not ask your parents to give you more pocket money than your younger ones to reflect your senior status? They shouldn't necessarily pay you to babysit. We all have to put our weight in any household, but they might increase your allowance in gratitude for your helpfulness. Yeah, that's fair enough. But you had that anyway.
I think that's fair enough. But I also think that the parents could be like, you're looking after your brothers and sisters, get a grip.
Yeah, I know.
But what you could do is, if you are very rational and calm and approach them with, I'm finding this very difficult. Is there anything you can do in the future? I think there will be mental health problems.
Yes.
And I think that this will contribute greatly to mine.
And not to mention the fact that I will be charging you for the therapy. It'd be cheaper just to pay me now.
All we can imagine is that this family are now sitting together.
Yeah. Laughing about it.
Laughing back at the days when they used to make the eldest child's life an absolute misery. And that...
Or they're in group therapy for the one they lost during the babysitting situation.
Oh, good God. And that feels very familiar.
Yeah.
Niamh, it's been wonderful to talk to you.
Always, always wonderful.
Thank you for tuning in to Vintage Rants. agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch.
Yes, love your problems.
There will be another Vintage Rants in 2 weeks' time, and there will be another free feed episode next Monday.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear from you.
Bye. Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.